Quest Oracle Community proudly presents the PeopleSoft Connection, a Quest on-air podcast production. Hosted by PeopleSoft users Stephen Valentine, Senior Director of Quality Assurance at the Milton Hershey School, and Brooke Repine, a PeopleSoft Business Systems Analyst with Samaritan's Purse. This podcast explores and showcases how PeopleSoft customers are harnessing specific functionality and capabilities to drive business success. Welcome to the first episode of our podcast. I am one of your co-hosts, Brooke Repine, and joining me is co-host Stephen Valentine. We're excited to kick things off by introducing ourselves, sharing a little bit about our experience and our goals for this podcast. Hi, Stephen. Glad to be chatting with you today.
Hi, Brooke. It's great to be here.
Excited to kick off our very first session of the PeopleSoft podcast. Let's start by telling our listeners about our current role and how we're using PeopleSoft to meet the needs of our organization. Stephen, do you want to start?
Sure. I am currently leading our quality assurance department at Milton Hershey School in Hershey, PA. It's somewhat of an internal control role where we look at people's departments, processes, and policies and make sure they're following procedure, making sure they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. And we're also looking to find inefficiencies or ways to improve the process, because we're always looking to make things better. We're currently using PeopleSoft. We have both the HCM and FSCM modules. So for HCM, we have human resources. We're using TAM for recruiting. We're also using Taleo for recruiting. We're using BenAdmin. We're using position management, learning management. For FSCM, we have general ledger, project costing, fixed assets, purchasing, accounts payable, accounts receivable. We use payroll. Payroll is, I know, HCM. We also use payroll. I think that's about it. I'm sure there's some other ones I didn't mention. What about you? How about your current role and how you use PeopleSoft?
Sure. So I've been employed at Samaritan's Purse as a functional business system analyst since fall of 2022. We are actively implementing FSCM 9.2 to replace the current legacy system. To date, we've gone live with a few modules such as GL and PC, and we're preparing to go live with additional models later this year. So this is an exciting time for me because I'm fairly new to FSCM and learning a lot. We do have HCM already live at Samaritan's Purse and continuing to roll it out, of course, to other departments. And we are hoping to be live with FSCM, all the modules, by the end of 2026.
Wow, that sounds exciting. So how come you're switching to PeopleSoft?
I would say Samaritan's Purse was looking for a system that could accommodate the growth that they're experiencing right now. Our current processes span different systems. They're highly manual and not as efficient as they could be. So basically, we were looking to streamline our business processes using an integrated automated system like PeopleSoft, one that reduces the time and effort required administratively so we can obviously focus our efforts elsewhere.
That's great. I think you picked a great product for that. So excited to hear more about PeopleSoft as you continue to implement.
So Stephen, you began your journey in PeopleSoft preparing for Y2K, right?
I did. I actually started implementing PeopleSoft for Coventry Healthcare back in 1998, 1999. That was back when everybody was implementing new systems in preparation for Y2K, implemented finance at that time. And then from then, I moved into consulting. So that was a great world at the time. People were going, doing implementations and then moving into the consulting world. So I helped other organizations implement PeopleSoft and helped did several upgrades as well. And then in 2002, I joined Milton Hershey School. We actually had J.D. Edwards at the time, so learned a little bit about J.D. Edwards and started being the liaison between the functional and technical teams at the time. And around 2013, we took a deep dive into our systems, did a full analysis and determined what we were doing and what we had really didn't fit our needs. And we did an RFP and went out and looked at several different systems and selected PeopleSoft. So it's been great. So I got to actually lead the implementation of PeopleSoft, and we went live with the HCM in January of 2016, and we went live with FSCM in August of 2017. And since then, I've just been working with the system, helping with governance, helping continue to improve the product as we go. So what about you? What's your PeopleSoft experience?
Well, my personal PeopleSoft journey started with Campus Solutions. As I said, I'm new to FSCM, but not really PeopleSoft. I did come from a Campus Solutions environment. I was previously employed at Penn State, also as a BSA, Business Systems Analyst, where I supported the financial aid module within Campus Solutions. So I worked there in that environment for several years before coming to Samaritan's Purse. During that time, I was part of a community called the HUG, Higher Education User Group, and I'm super excited now to be part of the Quest community. I'm interested in hearing more about the organization you work for. I'd love to hear about Milton Hershey School. What are the ages? Who are the kids? What's your population like that you're helping?
So Milton Hershey School is a private school. We have about 2,000 kids from pre-K through 12th grade. We're a residential school, and we actually provide all costs for our students. They're covered. We provide their food, clothing, health care. We give them a top-notch education. We provide opportunities for internships. We really are starting to help our children learn young and get the different perspectives of what jobs are out there so they can maybe start developing an idea of what they want to do at a young age so they can focus a little bit more through high school. It's really a great mission. It's funded from Hershey Chocolate. So the Hershey Company, Milton Hershey, left his fortune to the school in 1909. So we're over 100 years old. And it's a great place to work. And our kids live in homes. They have about 8 to 10 students with a couple, a married couple is in the home. So they have a family style kind of environment at home. It's a safe place and it's a great mission.
Yeah, it's really unique. Really, really unique. I love the mission of the Milton Hershey School. And I think it's great that you guys are providing this opportunity for the kids and all costs covered.
Yeah, it's definitely a great mission. And I think it is fairly unique. And it does really help children. It helps break the cycle of poverty and helps them, you know, they can actually earn money for a college education. So a lot of kids can leave and go to college and just really changes the course of their lives. So it is a great mission. So what about you? Can you tell us a little bit more about Samaritan's Purse?
So Samaritan's Purse is most known for the shoeboxes called Operation Christmas Child Ministry, where we collect and distribute shoeboxes filled with gifts at Christmas time, and then we ship them around the world to kids in need. Well, we also specialize in humanitarian aid, so meeting the needs of victims of natural disasters, wars, even epidemics. And we do so by providing food, water, shelter, medicine, and hope. And we do this all in the name of Jesus. So we are passionate about helping those in need, both physically and spiritually, and we proclaim the hope of the gospel. Some of our current efforts are setting up an emergency hospital in Myanmar due to the earthquake. We've been shifting through the ashes and assisting homeowners affected by the wildfires in Los Angeles, California. And another big project is the home repair and rebuilds as a result of Hurricane Helene. We aim to really just be providing assistance to those that are in need. Very humbled to be part of this organization. It's very life transforming for the people that we help. And I love that one of the things that we have in common is that both the organizations that we currently work at are really dedicated to serving and supporting those in need. And the PeopleSoft is the tool that we are using to manage the behind the scenes to give us the ability to provide these life changing experiences. You know, we're using this tool to manage our financials, our projects, our assets, our inventory. So it's safe to say that both of us are vested in utilizing this delivered system to its fullest capabilities to help those that we're serving.
Yeah, I agree with that. Anytime we're using funds to help other people, the funds can only go so far. So it's up to us to be as efficient as we possibly can. You know, it's our fiduciary duty to do the best with what we have and serve as many people with what we have. So absolutely, tools like this really help us streamline our roles, streamline what we do, and help us focus on what's more important. So I agree. And it sounds like you have a great mission too. And I know there's a lot of need out there.
Join PeopleSoft users, industry experts, and Oracle for Reconnect Live at Blueprint 4D in Las Vegas, June 9th through the 13th. To get the latest PeopleSoft features and updates, discuss critical hot topics, and build connections to prepare your organization, tools, and strategies for the future. There's still time to save. Advanced registration ends May 11th. Visit questoraclecommunity.org/blueprint4D to register.
And it's great that you guys are there to help take care of that.
So, Stephen, what do you like to do outside of work?
Well, so I have three boys, two adult and one teenager who just got his license. We like to ski. One good ski trip a year is always fun. My family with my wife, we like to go to the beach at least once a year. And we like to travel whenever we can, just go, even if it's somewhat local. I like to backpack, get out in the wilderness and just enjoy peace and quiet. And I also like to bike. Definitely like to bike to work in the summertime. It's about 16 miles and love biking in the hot weather. So what about you? What do you like to do in your free time?
I also like to get outdoors. Love being outside. When I'm not in front of the computer, it's nice to be outside, being active. I personally love to garden, mostly flowers, but also do some vegetables too. As a family, we're very active as well. So I am married, mom to four kids, three of which are teenagers and one adult child. We also have a new driver in the house too. I have just survived another round of teaching a kid to drive season. As a family, we enjoy hiking, fishing, camping, a lot of outdoor activities as well.
Teaching to drive, I think that's one of a very frustrating aspect of parenthood. So I'm very happy to be over that one with the latest driver.
Well, now I'm in the phase of, oh no, did they make it to their destination safely? So I've just moved on to that.
I would not know what to do if I didn't have Life 360 to watch that.
Thank you for the tips on Life 360. You'll have to keep those coming for me. I'd like to switch gears a little bit and talk about the podcast. We're planning an 8-session series through the end of this year, and we have a few key goals for the podcast. Do you want to share our focus for the podcast series?
Sure, absolutely. One of the focuses that I'm really passionate about is just the value of connecting people with the PeopleSoft community. It's really important to know that you're not alone. And there's communities such as Quest, which really has a lot of resources. They have a lot of user groups that you can just go out and post questions on and connect with other people. We have to remember that PeopleSoft has been around for about 40 years. So there's a lot of people that know PeopleSoft, know it well. And I would have to say anything that I want to do, at least 99% of that work has been done by someone else or thought about by someone else. So it's really important that we learn that we can reach out to other people, find out what they've tried and what they haven't tried. It can save us time. People are always willing to share information. They're always willing to help out. It's like a community of people who love to explain and love to share. So I'm really passionate about that and really want to help people understand the value of community and what we can do. And like I said, Quest is a great community that we can be a part of. And, there's all kinds of user groups out there that you can join. There's monthly calls, there's monthly meetings. And then I guess you can even just post information and ask for questions. Another important factor of this podcast is just going to be bringing awareness to the modern capabilities of PeopleSoft product. So we talk about being efficient. How can we be more efficient? Oracle's still investing into the product and they're still adding more modern capabilities. I know AI is a big one. How is that going to change the product? And we really want to help people see what's out there. We're going to bring some innovators in. Innovators are people that have taken advantage of some of the new products and some of the new capabilities and let them share their stories. Sometimes it seems daunting to start something new, but when you have someone share their story and talk about how they did it, makes it a little less scary and a little less overwhelming. We also want to bring in some field experts, such as maybe product strategists from Oracle, people that really know the product and that I want to talk about things that are really first at hand. So a lot of information, information about the tool, about the product and a community. So anything else you want to add, Brooke?
To summarize for our listeners, we have four kind of core goals, which is we want to focus on highlighting the value of being engaged in the Quest PeopleSoft community, connecting listeners to the experts, including Oracle PeopleSoft strategy and development team, talking about modernization opportunities that exist in the PeopleSoft product, and then also generating ideas for BSAs on how to extract value from their PeopleSoft product and apply it to their work in their company. So I think those are our four core focuses for the podcast. And as you mentioned, future sessions, we're going to be interviewing experts, highlighting the product innovators and spotlighting their transformation initiatives. So this podcast, as we get started, has been you and I talking a lot. But in the future, as we move on through the series, we're going to be interviewing experts and a lot of our content is going to come from our discussions with them. So we're going to, like you said, bring on the Oracle PeopleSoft strategists and the development team and hear from them. So I'm super excited for the content that we're going to bring to our listeners.
Yeah, that's a great summary. Thank you. I totally agree. And I'm really excited about what we're going to bring and how we're going to share that with the users.
Yeah, I think like you said, you know, we're both passionate about being part of the Quest community because we know that we want to be part of building that strong knowledge base among users. And you and I have both been able to leverage those who have gone before us and done it already. And it's really just tapping into those resources can get us farther and faster in our product. And so I think you and I are both passionate about that as well. So, yeah. So, Stephen, you and I met at Blueprint last year. So we met at the Blueprint 40 conference held at that time in Dallas, Texas. So the 2024 conference. You were doing a session on workflow, and our organization had been thinking about workflow and how we were going to implement that. So we were really thankful to be able to sit in on your session and hear how you guys were using it. And you actually gave us the opportunity to meet with you after the session was over individually and just dive deeper into the functionality and how you used it. So we really appreciated that. And it helped us leverage what you've done and helped us move our project forward because of that. Before I talk any more about Blueprint, for the sake of our listeners, do you want to give a quick brief intro of kind of what Blueprint is?
Sure. And I also want to add that yes, we met at Blueprint and maybe I helped you with our workflows, but also since then I've been able to tap into people in your organization to learn a little bit about some things you're doing with assets and things you're doing with multiple jobs. So shows the value of the community and how we really are able to help each other out. And speaking of Blueprint is something that I would say might be all things Oracle. So it's a conference and this year it's going to be held in Las Vegas and it is it has a track for JD Edwards, it has a track for PeopleSoft users, and then one for Oracle Cloud users. So obviously we're more focused on PeopleSoft, but for all the JD Edwards and Oracle users, they also can go to that. But it's just a chance to go to all kinds of sessions, hear from the Oracle experts, hear about the roadmap, what they're going to do, what they're planning on doing with the product, and just to be able to talk to them. You know, it's great to be able to go to some of the sessions, some of the meetings and be able to talk to the top Oracle people and hear how they're passionate about the product and hear what they're doing. So it's also great just to meet other people and get to know what other people are doing and just see how people are using the system and using the new technology. And you're meeting all kinds of vendors and all kinds of different types of people. So it's a really great experience. And I know I'm planning on attending. Are you attending this year, Brooke?
Yes, I am. Super excited. It will be my second time attending. It's a great venue for gaining insight and even sparking some innovation for your own organization. A few of my key takeaways last year as a first-time attendee was just how helpful it was to be able to engage with other VSAs who've already implemented. And the product strategists were approachable. It was so easy to connect with them. That was one of my favorite parts. And then just the value in knowing the product roadmap. So we aren't creating customizations when a solution might already be on the horizon from Oracle was great insight as well. So I am attending this year, super excited, like I said. What about you, Stephen? I think you mentioned that you are going to be presenting again this year. Is that correct?
I am. I'm actually going to be on a panel with a user group. And then I'm also doing a presentation on the benefits of upgrading the PUM and the tools together. So last year we upgraded the fluid and we also upgraded the pump and the tools. So I know that different organizations do it differently, but I just really want to talk about our experience and how we do them together and how successful we've been able to do it. And also just talk about our fluid upgrade and how we did that and how successful that was. I know that there's still people that are trying to make that leap to fluid, and we did the big bang upgrade to fluid and it was very successful. We communicated to the organization, communicated to the users, and honestly, it was the most uneventful upgrade we have. So I really want to share that with the users and talk a little bit more about that. So
those both sound like very good sessions. I can't wait to hear how they go and hear the content. Are there any other sessions that you're looking forward to attending?
Yeah, I think as I mentioned, I always like to attend the Oracle sessions, the roadmaps, hear what they're doing with the product. And there is one on tuition reimbursement. So last year I went to the tuition reimbursement session and they were talking about how they were thinking about adding this feature. And that was something we were going to customize. So we put our customization on hold. So I'm excited this year to hear where that's going and how it's going. And then I always just like to attend some of the other sessions, just learning what people are doing and hearing about how they're using the product. So what about you? Any specific sessions you're interested in?
I am interested in several, actually. I looked over to the schedule because it's out there on the website now. Last year, I attended a PTF Underground session, and that really helped our organization get the ball rolling with PTF on our end, People Tools Test Framework. And so this year I'm hoping to attend some more People Tools Test Framework sessions. I believe there will be at least two that I saw on the schedule thus far. And I'm also looking forward to the Page and Fill Configurator update and roadmap that Joe Williver from Oracle is going to be presenting. Another one I was looking at was the asset tracking one for QR codes and mobile scanning in PeopleSoft. I don't know if you saw that one, Stephen, but I'm looking forward to that. So I have a lot that I have my eye on. And of course, I'm always interested in going to the ones that the product strategists are having. Those are really great to attend as well. There are a couple sessions that I want to attend that are at the same time. So we're getting close to running out of time today, but maybe the next section you can help me give me the insight on how you decide when you have two sessions that are both happening at the same time that you want to attend.
I do have some tips that we gladly will be sharing at the next session. Absolutely.
Well, have you been to this venue before?
I have been.
This year?
I used to, used to go to the Collaborate conference prior to COVID, and it was always in Vegas. I have not stayed at the Venetian, but I'm very excited to get back to the warm sunshine and enjoy the heat, especially now when we're still in the middle of what seems to be winter in Pennsylvania. So how about you? Have you ever
Same.
Been there?
Never been to the Venetian or Las Vegas, so I'm excited. But as of right now, also having just survived another winter, I am looking forward to that sunshine and the Nevada weather. We're out of time for today, but it will be great to see you in person again, Stephen. And now that I've attended once, like I said, I know what to expect. I'm really looking forward to it this year and squeezing the most out of the conference that I can. Thank you for joining us today for this first episode of the PeopleSoft Connection. We hope you enjoyed listening and plan to join us next time where we'll continue to discuss Blueprint 4D, the upcoming conference on June 9th through the 13th. We'll see you next time.
See you next time. Thank you for tuning in for today's episode of the PeopleSoft Connection, a Quest on-air podcast production. Show notes and links can be found at questoraclecommunity.org/PSFTConnection. To learn more about what's happening in the Quest PeopleSoft community, visit our website, questoraclecommunity.org/PeopleSoft-community.